Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
At the hour on the DJV program, spelled backwards, VJD.
Let's see, what would be victory over Jennifer and Doug. That would be Victoria. You'd be in the star seat there. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen are on deck, ready to go here for another hour. If you're here, you've chosen to be here. You knew what you were doing. You knew what you were getting into. So help yourself to all of the straightforward information, the calamities that we discuss, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of calamities, I wonder what Jennifer thinks about the president clearing three military service members who were accused of war crimes after the Pentagon said not to. The president granted full pardons to a couple of Army officers, First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence. He's found guilty of second-degree murder for ordering the shooting of civilians in Afghanistan. And Major Matthew Goldstein, who faced charges for the murder of an unarmed Afghan man. President also restored the rank of Navy SEAL to Edward Gallagher. He was demoted after being found guilty of posing for pictures with an ISIS prisoner's dead body.
Who would even want to do that?
I know. It's gruesome. And, you know, I wouldn't, you wouldn't, but people who are over there fighting for us are in a different
mindset.
They
aren't fighting for us.
They have to be.
I disagree with that. Well, they're not fighting for us at all. I don't believe that for a second.
I think that that's really selfish, and I think that's a really terrible thing to say.
All right, well, you can say that, and I can say what I feel. I think
maybe explain what you're saying. Who are they fighting for, then? I mean, there are troops.
Yeah, who are they doing? How are they helping us?
If they're really deployed, right? You don't want to say that, I don't think. I think maybe amend the statement. Maybe you can take issue with some of the conflicts that we're in.
I'm not. This is not about the men. This is not about the people that are there. This is people who are there doing the bidding of American business people. We have no business in Afghanistan. We have very little business in any other place in the Middle East. This has been over and over and over again. People who have, who deserve and have great respect when it comes to international affairs and understanding the acts of government. This has nothing to do with the men. It has to do with leadership. And the fact that we are still there after Obama promised to pull us out and he didn't. Bush created this mess. And the leaders since then, for whatever the reason, have been able to drink
obviously, once
Kool-Aid
people get in there, they realize it's not as simple as saying, oh, we're just going
to
pull everybody out.
It's a much more complex situation. We're paying the bill. Explain to us why it isn't.
I'll give you a prime example of where Obama wanted to pull out troops. Remember Benghazi? Benghazi, I don't know if you saw any of the movies or read any of the books about the 13 hours that those people were literally attacked.
Yeah,
right. There was a movie and a book, but that wasn't just a movie. That was a true story about these people who were attacked. And what happened when we pulled troops out of Syria is that there was a geographic region with the upset and upheaval in Iraq and in Syria where ISIS was created and was able to take hold of a caliphate, a geographic region. Now, you can say that we caused that problem by making Iraq unstable, but you can't just, you have to fix the problem then.
I don't disagree with that, but at what point
And you've got
is
men
enough
who
enough?
Are still getting blown up by roadside bombs because
that's
they're still fighting an ideology.
Well, it
may be, and that's Trump's ideology, too. That's why he's trying to pull people out. So you agree on that, but at the same time, you have to responsibly withdraw so that you don't leave a vacuum. And it's one of the things that I've taken issue with President Trump. It's something I took issue with President Obama. You can't just let all of the men and women who have died go to waste because we have this desire to pull everybody home. Of course we want people to come home.
At what point, when do you stop? I don't disagree with anything
you said. Well, I think you can avoid getting into new conflict, but at some point you can't just pick up your toys and go home anymore. We're there. Yeah. The reality is the reality. There are still men and women who are volunteering every single day to go put their life on the line so that we don't have to deal.
But do they understand that what we're doing is basically protecting the Saudi royal family and the oil interests of the people?
I don't think that's all we're doing.
Mostly that's what we're doing. It may be in the case of what's going on in Afghanistan, the Taliban, they've never been our friends. They've screwed us at every turn that they could.
They've taken
money from us. No, that's true.
We are not in a traditional war anymore. But what that means is that you have to have these fights, these altercations on someone else's soil instead of our own soil. You don't want to be fighting a caliphate-based, backed group of people with an ideology that hates the West and particularly Americans on our soil. And so, you know, I don't want to ever diminish what people are doing because they're making choices to leave their family when they don't have to go out and try to keep the country safe.
Keeping the country safe is not what this is about. It's about keeping maybe another country safe, and I don't think that there's any danger of this stuff spilling off onto American soil. Maybe there might be some terrorist attack here or there, but being in Afghanistan isn't going to keep these guys who want to come blow things up here away from, you know, they're not going to keep them away from here. It just is this, we get this pedantic, moronic, this explanation that is offensive to anybody who thinks about it. I'd like to think I'm pretty intelligent and think things through, and I find this whole business about even the fact that we have these people over here who may or may not have murdered civilians or may not have done what these guys were accused of, but the fact they were put in the position to allow them to do it in the first place is what really, really gets under my skin. So... and I'm sorry, you and I'm not sorry at all. We can disagree and love each other. In my mind, I have no qualms about criticizing our being in that circumstance because it will end up, as it always has ended up, at being a no-sum-win game, or whatever that expression is. What's the expression? No-sum-win, whatever. We're not winning.
Zero-sum game?
Zero-sum game. Thank you. Yep. All right, the president has had a physical, and I'm wondering why it is that the headline was
stories about this.
Trump has unscheduled medical checkup 2 hours over the weekend at Walter Reed, supposedly part of his annual physical, lab work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was unscheduled. He had a scheduled, back in February, a scheduled physical, and he's pronounced in great health. He weighs 234 pounds. He's 6'3", et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. His body mass index, I can hardly wait to ask Dr. Ken about this. His body mass index is 30.4. What did Ken tell us?
Whoa, that's high.
Yeah, what did Ken tell us the number was? Was
it 25
or 26?
25 or something.
Kara? Yeah, I think it was, yeah. He's too heavy. He needs to lose some weight in order to enjoy life to the fullest. At any rate, so Jennifer, what's the any sidebar issue here? His cholesterol apparently is elevated. it looks like my reading, actually. His LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, is 122. His HDL level, the good cholesterol, is 58. So now we know everything there is to know about Donald Trump. And is for, or do we? What is the, why are there so many people paying attention to this, Jennifer? What do you think?
Well, I think because it was unscheduled.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, he went and he said he was doing phase one, which could mean blood work, it could mean whatever, because he's got such a busy year ahead. And so many people said, well, maybe he's experiencing health problems, and that's why he went to the hospital. But I don't know that I believe that, because when he was there, he was visiting with a wounded army.
Yeah,
he was a wounded army vet who was there from Afghanistan and his family. So I think if you were really, like, experiencing, you know, chest pain, shortness of breath, you may not be visiting with somebody.
Right.
So I guess I believe it. Maybe he went through just the blood work and did a visit, and then he'll do the rest in February when it's actually on the schedule.
16 past the hour on today's DJV program. Dr. Ken, I was mentioning him a minute ago, one of the health experts on a show that I do called Good Day Health. And the podcast that's posted right now at GoodDayHealthShow.com will actually, depends on what your attitude is toward sex. Honesty, according to Dr. Ken's study, one of the things we talk about in the podcast is that honesty goes out the window when sex is on your mind. And there's a study that explains what happens when you're thinking about being sexual. What you're talking about be believed? And you'll get the answer to that by listening to the podcast that is current now, Dr. Ken's podcast, at gooddayhealthshow.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hisamitsu.
I'm Andy Solomon. When the proposed T-Mobile and Sprint merger is complete, the new T-Mobile will deliver three initiatives that will use its nationwide 5G network to bring connectivity to millions. T-Mobile's Chief Marketing Officer, Matt Steneff.
Through our Connecting Heroes initiative, we'll give every first responder in every public and nonprofit state and local first responder agency across the country free 5G access with the highest priority of any plan on our network. Project 10 Million aims to eradicate the homework gap for students without internet access. Through an unprecedented $10 billion commitment, the new T-Mobile will give free service, hotspots, and reduced cost devices to 10 million households over 5 years. Our new T-Mobile Connect plan is just $15 a month, half off T-Mobile's lowest cost plan. Consumers on a budget will get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigabytes of high-speed smartphone data plus annual automatic data upgrades.
For more, visit newtmobile.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of 6 were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. So what do we have for job possibilities? Those of you who are looking for a job for the holidays, $18 an hour at the post office, probably a couple of bucks more than that at FedEx and at Amazon. There's an Amazon item called Mechanical Turk. Have you heard about this? The digital work marketplace. Amazon calls it Mechanical Turk.
What is
and
that?
And people... Well, they review some of the things on Amazon, rate the items, the quality of the things being sold on a scale of 1 to 5. They market this sort of thing, and they get paid about 90 cents an hour for doing it. If you're interested, I saw this. I thought, there's a young girl who's doing this, and I'm reading her story. These are called requesters. They post batches of what are called human intelligence tasks at the Mechanical Turk website, and they make on average 97 cents an hour for doing it. So maybe that's not the job you want for the holiday season. You can check that out. Now, 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your ears a little bit. Music time, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. So Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and you and me now have Dr. Feelgood in our ear. Motley Crue releasing a video officially announcing their upcoming reunion. Next year they'll be kicking off a U.S. stadium tour with Poison and Def Leppard. Isn't this wonderful? What charming names. The dates and venues have yet to be announced. Motley Crue play. What's the name of the... There's a couple of financial experts that have a radio show. Aren't they called the Motley Crue as well? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, mm-hmm. I think they are.
No, anyway. They're not called the same thing. But are you talking about the Motley Fool?
Thank you. Motley Fool. That's it. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. That's good, Victoria.
Victoria, you speak Doug. That's what I speak, Doug. It's crazy and scary.
You can worry about that when you go to sleep tonight. I understand what Doug's saying. Follow the bouncing ball. Anyway, Motley Crue played 158 shows. Isn't that funny? I thought that it was the same all these years. And you just burst my bubble, Victoria. Mm-hmm. Motley Crue on their, final tour a couple of years ago, wrapped up with a hometown show at the Forum in L.A. on December the 31st, 2015. Prior to that tour, the band claimed to sign a cessation of touring agreement, which they said was a binding document that would prohibit them from ever playing again after that tour ended. So the bassist, Nikki Six, says, legally, we can't play again. This was after...
That was in 2014.
Denver in 2014.
Yeah, right. He basically said the only way they would ever play again was if all four members agreed that they would go on tour, and he was like, that's never happened, because it's never going to happen, because you're talking to me, and I'm never going on tour again. He was like, I'm too proud of how this tour is ending.
Obviously, he changed his mind. Yeah. Must be a big check in it for these guys. Reports of a possible Motley Crue reunion have been circulating the last couple of weeks. The official Motley Crue Twitter account sharing a fan petition calling for the band to reunite. Def Leppard remained one of the most popular touring acts in rock. They stayed largely out of the U.S. this past year, with the exception of their Las Vegas residency. Last year, they played a highly successful co-headlining tour of U.S. arenas with Journey. Def Leppard inducted into the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier this year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. This tour is going to sell out instantly because when you put these old rockers together, and these guys aren't even the old rockers, they're like the medium-aged rockers.
So
if you put these three together, it's going to sell out immediately. The only thing is, I don't know how Vince Neil's voice is. That's going to be a
people
big
won't
factor.
Care. Yeah. It might stink, but
nostalgia, I guess. Right?
Yeah. All right. Next up, Nathaniel Radcliffe announcing his tour dates for next year. Conjunction with a yet-to-be-announced solo album, the month-long tour crisscrosses the U.S. Springtime is when it begins in Minneapolis, ends up in San Francisco a month later. His tour promises to be a combination of solo acoustic performances and then a big full band. We'll back him up on some of the songs. Dubbed the And It's Still All Right Tour, the tour will support his first solo album since 2013's Falling Faster Than You Can Run. He said, I've been working on some other stuff outside of the Night Sweats. I always needed to go back to the singer-songwriter stuff. I haven't been doing that very much. He also mentioned that some of the material he'd been thinking about revising dated back to the project that he had been discussing with his producer, who's passed away, Richard Swift. He said, with something he and I talked about putting together, I'm going to keep working on the material and see where it goes. So we have fans of Radcliffe here.
He's got a great voice. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Okay, well, you'll be able to see him this coming year. There you go. That's the tour info on the DJB show at 28 past the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. Hypnotherapy, also known as hypnosis, can be used to help people quit smoking and gain control over other undesired behaviors. It can also help patients better cope with anxiety or pain.
I can never make anyone do something they don't want to do, but if they want to quit smoking or lose weight, what I suggest they do is they come up with their own suggestions, and then I use those to guide them to make those changes.
Mind-body specialist Debbie Fuhrer is also studying if hypnosis can play a role in the care of some breast cancer patients who undergo radiation treatment.
We want to reduce the fatigue, and we also want to reduce the emotional distress. If we can just suggest to them, you feel energized, not you don't feel as fatigued. You know, you feel energized the next time that you will go through this radiotherapy.
Using the power of suggestion to improve the health of others. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been 3 days of public hearings in the House impeachment probe, with Democrats struggling to find the smoking gun linking the president to an impeachable offense. Former U.S. envoy to Ukraine, Ambassador Kurt Volker, told the House Intelligence Committee he was never part of any effort to pressure Ukraine into investigations to help President Trump in exchange for military aid.
I did not know of any linkage.
But two White House officials told a Democratic-led committee earlier in the day they were concerned when the president brought it up in his July 25th call with Ukraine. Another former White House aide has said he wasn't concerned anything illegal was discussed, and top committee Republican Devin Nunes sees no evidence of wrongdoing.
It's obvious the Democrats are trying to topple the president solely because they despise him.
There's more public hearings on Wednesday and Thursday.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Comes the DJV clan again. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. And here come the holidays. First one up next week, Thanksgiving. We have lots to be thankful for. So what's on your calendar for Thanksgiving, Victoria?
Well, we've got, so far for this year, we have, Google has put together the most Googled savory and sweet Thanksgiving dishes. And it's they've arranged it by state. So, if you want to take a guess, what the most, and now this is not a side dish or anything, this is just, they've only broken it down between savory and sweet. So think anything that goes along with the main course is going to be savory, and then you've got your dessert. So, by state, it's kind of funny when you look at this interactive map that they put together. I was just telling Kara, pretty much the entire East Coast has the same thing. If you're in the Mid-Atlantic up through New England, those states, they've Googled all the same things. You want to take a guess? I'll give you a hint.
The favorite foods, you mean, or what are we talking about?
The most Googled. It's the most searched dish. So
mashed potatoes.
No.
People know how to make that. Brussels sprouts.
No.
The new the cauliflower stuff?
No, you would think, but it's not. Apparently, no one on the East Coast knows how to cook a turkey. It's all roasted turkey.
I had a feeling it was that.
Really?
That's always true, actually. Everybody gets scared.
Everyone gets scared. So Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and Florida, they all do not know how to cook turkeys. So that's the number one most searched thing. Now, there are some clusters around, which is kind of interesting. A lot of New York and Vermont and Minnesota, Wisconsin and Illinois and Kansas City, they're all searching for salad. You would think that would be a California thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of salad is being searched this year, so maybe people are a little health conscious. Now, if you get down to Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and South Carolina, they are all searching for stuffing. Well, we call it stuffing up here. They call it dressing in the South. So the song, that's the big searches for dressing. Now, out in California, out Jen's way, California, Nevada, Utah, and Alaska all have the same number one search. You want to take any guesses? I'll give you a hint. It is a vegetable.
It would either be, yeah, I'd say green beans or something like that.
What did Doug say? I didn't
understand.
Sweet potatoes. Oh, yams. So close enough. It's separate. Yeah. It's not the same vegetable, but yeah. So yams are super popular out there. Now, for the sweet stuff, we're pretty much half, if you look at the interactive map, I would say half the country is definitely pumpkin pie. And then down in the South, if you go from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, down to Florida, you're in the sweet potato pie territory. Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, everybody loves sweet potato pie and pumpkin cheesecake. Those are the two big ones. And another weird thing that I would never think of, one of the major searches, now this goes through 1, 2, 3, 4, like 8 states, Massachusetts and New Jersey included. Do you want to guess what the most searched dessert is, Doug? It's not something I would ever put together with Thanksgiving. I'll give you that.
Really?
Never.
Chocolate cake.
All right, well, you're sort of close. It's chocolate brownies.
Really?
That's weird.
Okay.
Isn't that
I
would think
weird?
Like pecan pie or something.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Give me a blueberry pie with some ice cream on it. I'm all set.
Well, blueberries aren't really, you know, this time of year, they're not. Now we can get everything. But if you're talking seasonally, that's not really supposed to be the thing. But, so pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, which is delicious, and pecan pie all through the South, and then brownies all through all through the North. It's kind of strange.
Very strange. Some other food news. Chobani rolling out a new line of milk in 4 different flavors. People turning away from dairy for obvious reasons. And if it isn't obvious to you, it's because we have factory farms that are basically producing crap milk and people are reacting to that. So now we're going in different directions. I guess Chobani now is second largest maker of yogurt in the country. They say they're now making a lot of new oat milk-based products that is not milk. Come on. Stop calling it milk. It isn't milk. It's oat something.
That's the problem. Come up with another name, and then people will stop calling it milk.
Well, it isn't milk. Milk comes out of a mammary gland. That's it.
Ew. That's gross.
Anyway, it isn't gross. It's what happens.
Yes, it is. It's
no, it's not. What are you looking at? A cow has got 4 teats, and their milk comes out of her mammary gland. And same for any other mammal. Anyway, the oat stuff, I'm not going to call it milk. I'm not going to grace it with that.
That's
but
what
they're
saying.
Oats.
Come up with a better name.
It needs
name.
To be called
oat
something else, then.
Oat slop comes in 4 flavors. Plain, extra creamy plain, vanilla, and chocolate. Why are we promoting this? Send me
a
check.
It's not a promotion, Doug. It's not a promotion. It's awareness. It's news. Ah. This is trending in food news.
Okay.
Good God.
So, let's see, what else do they have? I actually had Chobani yesterday on the plane, and it's pretty...
They're the number one yogurt
brand healthy.
Now.
Yeah, right, and they're healthy. It's good stuff. Tastes good. Well, they sell a 52-ounce carton of this stuff for $3.99, so it's cheaper than any other kind of white-flavored whatever that's around in the stores. In addition to liquid, the brand is also coming out with several new yogurts, using different kind of dairy bases. Let's see, the new yogurts will have the probiotic benefits of the Greek yogurt, non-dairy oat, available in vanilla, strawberry vanilla, blueberry pomegranate, and peach mandarin. All right, well, good luck to you if you like that stuff. Next, Chick-fil-A, no longer donating to anti-LGBTQ organizations. About time they woke up to the real world there at Chick-fil-A. making major changes to its charitable foundation, ending donations to two organizations that have been criticized because they're anti-LGBTQ. They've announced that beginning next year they will only donate to a certain group of charities. The Salvation Army is one. Fellowship of Christian Athletes is another. Salvation Army, I'm all for them. I think they do great work, frankly. Both organizations have taken stands on homosexuality. Okay, so that's news to me. What does Salvation Army say about homosexuality and same-sex marriage? Anybody know?
They're very much against it, but they claim
publicly,
that...
Publicly? They're very vocal, are they? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Publicly, they don't bash anybody that I know of, but they're very much in favor of sex as between a man and a woman, and that's it. But they also claim that, you know, that they help homeless LGBTQ people, so I don't know. It's one of those things where, you know, you'd want to look into it yourself and then make a decision, I guess. But
not, they still make good chicken sandwiches, I'm told by my friends who like going in there. Let's get to...
Salvation Army?
No, Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
Salvation Army.
What?
Follow the bouncing ball, Victoria.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
All right, let's get to the Impossible Burger. Couple of things. Do you know what really is in the Impossible Burger? Before we talk about the lawsuit that's been filed this week against Burger King, what's in the Impossible Burger? Okay, so
it's
I have
soy and lots of fat because that's how they make it taste good and juicy is with a ton of oil.
Here it is. The Impossible Burger has been served in 17,000 restaurants, including the Burger King, has become their standard sort of go-to if you don't want meat. There seems to be a consensus that the plant-based meat would reduce greenhouse gas emissions, avoid animal cruelty associated with what happens. I was watching there was a TV show that was produced on Stars, and I watched this first season of it on the plane last year, and so I went to the first episode of the second season last night, and it showed them killing a pig, and it was so disgusted me, I will never watch that show again. It disgusted me, the way they, and it just, anyway. So, that's what happens to these animals. If you knew, most of you knew what went on to produce that hamburger that you like, or the pork roast, or the chicken filet, or whatever it is, you would never, ever, ever touch it again. Never. I've decided I'm not even going to eat fish anymore. You see what happens. And then people say, well, you got to eat something. The amount of, somebody like me, maybe I'm overly sensitive to this kind of stuff, but it is atrocious what goes on in the name of serving meat. Anyway, back to the Impossible Burger. 80% of it is soy protein. They call it soy protein concentrate. Also, the other ingredients are coconut oil, sunflower oil, and natural flavors. A 4-ounce patty, 240 calories. So that's about the same as a beef burger. Cholesterol, Impossible contains no cholesterol. To compare, a regular beef patty has 80 milligrams of cholesterol, which is a quarter of your daily limit, 14 grams of fat, 8 grams of saturated fat. It's not healthy. The point of all of this is that it appears the Impossible Burger is not really very not really very good for you.
Well, how could it be? It's all processed.
Soy.
Soy is really bad for you. Yeah. And it's just, this is, and the sad thing is parents are probably giving this to their kids now thinking, oh, we can go to Burger King and eat something healthy. You're feeding your kids something that's going to be, it's a major hormone disruptor.
Right.
That's what soy is for everybody.
So somebody apparently has recognized that. There's a proposed class action lawsuit that has been put together by a fellow named Philip Williams, a vegan customer who's accused Burger King of contaminating its meatless Whoppers by cooking them on the same grill. Duh. Where do you think they're going to cook them? Out in the backyard on a grill? So,
that's the thing.
Anyway.
I don't understand why, if you're vegan, why you would even, first of all, go to a place called Burger King. If you're
first of all, a real vegan wouldn't do it. I don't even believe that this guy's really vegan.
And I think he's looking for something.
Yeah, and so he's saying that, yes, the website Burger King, like, they advertise that it's cooked on the same broiler and that people can, you know, have another option if they don't want it to be cooked there. Basically, they'll stick it in the microwave for you. And it also includes mayo already. So I guess this guy asked for a burger without mayo. Do you really think that? I mean, they're not making it but from scratch there.
No.
So how are they going to take that out? I don't know.
So there you go.
First of all, I don't think even when you read the ingredients there, Doug, when it said natural flavors, that could mean anything, and that usually means there's animal byproducts in there. So I don't think that this is, even if you buy it on the in the box, I don't think this says vegan on it.
No, I actually bought it I happened last week when I was in the grocery, buy some of this stuff. I haven't cooked it yet. I just want to see what it smells like and tastes like. It doesn't have any meat product. At least the label says it doesn't have any meat product in it, so let's see what happens.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Did you know that chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, affects more than 16 million Americans? Hi, I'm Senator Stacey Garin from Maine. Inhalers are an important tool for managing your COPD, but not all inhalers work the same way. There are several types of inhalers available, and each works differently. Every patient is different, so there's no one-size-fits-all approach. It's important to discuss with your doctor which inhaler is right for you. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get into our health mode or stay in the health mode. I think there's always a lot of health information that I want you to be conscious of. So I present to you both Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with their different points of view on healthy living, how to be healthy the right way. And the right way is dependent on your background and your attitude. And there's a place for both. I think that everybody will agree once you understand what exercise is all about. There is something I was reading, Jack, on the plane coming back from L.A. about what it is that constitutes a healthy lifestyle, including a way to keep yourself from getting Alzheimer's. And one of the things, there was 5 points in this article. It was in the Wall Street, or it may have been a New York Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, whatever I was reading on the plane anyway. And it's all about exercise and how that'll keep you go a long way to keep you from getting dementia, Alzheimer's, or any of those things. It's all about blood. I don't think this is any, there's no genius to this. It seems to be common sense. And I know you found some more research on walking and how it isn't so much running, but walking quickly and briskly that helps your body, right? Isn't that
I've long maintained that the two best overall exercises for the human being is brisk walking or swimming, because both of those use all the muscles at the same time.
Yes.
You know, you can lift
especially
weights.
Especially if you move your arms up and down as you are walking briskly.
Yeah.
Your legs are moving, your arms are moving. And
you have to maintain balance. You have to move your arms anyway to maintain balance, and of course you are swimming to stay afloat. And various other kinds of exercise, you know, but anything that gets you up and gets you moving around is going to make a big difference. But this study out of Leicester and just published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings, it says it doesn't matter how big you are. if you are walking, and you know, you don't have to do this every day, but three or four times, you know, a week, maybe even three times a week for a half an hour, a good, fast, brisk walk, especially if there's a couple of hills involved, so that as you go up a hill, you just about not lose your breath, but you can't talk. And as you come down the other side, you catch it up on your breath enough that you can start talking again if you're with somebody while you're doing this. It says no matter how much you weigh, it can add years to your life with walking faster. So, you know, when you go to the mall and you see the early morning walkers in the wall, some are kind of poking along, and then there's a few of them that got their idea. They almost look like they're running away from somebody. They're walking so fast. Just one time around the mall, for some people, is a very effective form of lifespan increase.
Yeah. So walking briskly and moving yourself around, it's like when I walk like that, I twist my body as well. And so you walk and you twist because it's good for your waist, I think, as much as anything else, don't you?
Sure.
Hips, that kind of stuff. So how often do you do that? How often are you, or is this going to change your style, your focus on doing this sort of thing?
Well, you know, in my work, I am constantly on my feet, constantly going back and forth between treatment rooms, but I'm not running. Mm-mm. But I don't poke either, because just the demand of my schedule makes me do that. Mm-mm. But I'm only going, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet.
Yeah.
And then I have to stop. I think this study that came out just might get me around the neighborhood a little more than I have been.
There you go. And up and down those hills where you live, man. That'll get you huffing and puffing. Dr. Jack here. With a focus now on how to lose weight, the science of losing weight, what it takes at this time of year, you go into Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and Valentine's Day, you're going to gain weight. You'd be unusual if you did not gain a few pounds here and there. You may not want to, so that's why I offer this sort of prescription to go on the offensive. Start with Calitrin. Go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Get on the program. If you have a little extra weight, it'll get it off, and it'll keep it off. You stay on the program for like 6 months. That's the way to do it. Stay on the program and lose the weight. The main ingredient is collagen protein. Jack will tell you that that's the number one body building the blocks that we need. Good for a lean muscle creation, push the fat out, lose the weight. But it's really important to think about taking care of yourself now, not going waiting until February and then getting on a program. No, do it now. Go to Calitrin.com. I think that's a great argument for being intelligent. You're going to stop the way you eat. It just will be a way for you to keep yourself from gaining so much weight. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and become another success story. Save money, get free shipping, all that good stuff. Get on the program now and take care of yourself through the holidays. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for best buy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.